This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we've got in the studio, we've got Stephen Ryan, who's here to talk about the Geelong Pride Film Festival. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Now, Stephen, we were just talking a little bit before. This is the second year. Last year was the Geelong Queer Film Festival. Now You've changed it to the Pride Film Festival.
Yeah.
We might talk a little bit about that in a sec. But now, if anybody missed out, I suppose, last year, now, where did your sort of involvement in film and this festival and in the arts generally start with?
Well, I was... I've been living in Geelong for about 15 years, and before that I was living in London for about 5 years. And when I was in London, I lived just opposite the Barbican Arts Centre, and that's an amazing arts centre. They've got a whole load of film festivals coming through there, and I used to go to see a lot of films there. And then when I moved to Geelong...
Are you a Melbourne boy?
I am. Yeah, I grew up in Melbourne.
Right. So why Geelong?
My partner is a doctor, and he was... it just ended up where his job okay. was when we moved back. Right. To Australia, and okay. then I've also got some family in Geelong as right. well.
And the fast train's coming, so you make it
coming
30
exactly.
minutes. Yeah. I don't think that will ever happen, but anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love living in Geelong, but I just used to think, oh, it's such a pity we don't have an LGBT film festival here of our own. And years would go by, and then the Melbourne Festival would come up, and I'd come and see some films here, and then I'd complain a bit again to people. And then I realised that there was never going to be an LGBT film festival in Geelong unless someone started it.
Absolutely.
So yes. So last year we had our first film festival, and we were really, really pleased with the success of the first film festival, and we sold out all our screenings.
That is awesome. So yeah. Congratulations. That's
thank
a
you.
Good one. Because I can remember you coming on the show last year, and you didn't know how it was going to go, because of course you didn't. and that's wonderful that everyone got behind it and supported it.
Yeah, and I suppose there are a couple of things that really made it possible now as opposed to previously. We've got a great independent cinema in Geelong, the Pivotonian.
Okay.
And that's a new purpose-built cinema. It's only a couple of years old. It's a small 71-seat cinema that shows independent films every day.
Right.
And they've been really supportive of our festival. So we show there, and then now we're growing a bit. In our second year, we've added a second venue, the Courthouse Youth Arts, which is a larger venue.
Yeah.
So we're really pleased to be adding more films and a second venue in our second year.
And what was the feedback, you know, from people last year that were coming to the festival? What were they saying? You know, thank God you've done this? And
There was a bit of that in terms of we did an audience survey afterwards, and it was really great to hear comments like, this is the first LGBT event we've ever been to in Geelong.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, that it's great to come along and meet new people and just be together as a community. And I must say that actually in the last 18 months there have been a whole range of new events in Geelong, like the Geelong Rainbow Festival, which
yep.
we support as well. And we screened a film during last year's Geelong Rainbow Festival and
great.
This year's Geelong Rainbow Festival.
Yep.
And so it's really, really good to see that kind of thing developing.
And and a big learning curve for you as well, Stephen. Yeah, you know, like in the last 2 years.
Absolutely. So I don't have a background in film. I'm a public servant, and so this is completely a voluntary role I do in all my spare time. Particularly at this moment, running up to the festival, it gets quite busy. It's great to just learn everything about running a film festival. And we started from scratch by doing individual screenings, and then, you know, to do one or two films is, you know, you've got to do everything really, from getting the screen rights, booking the venue, finding
yep.
your audience, marketing, and things like that. And so each new screening we do, we get a bit better at, you know, at it, and the audience have been really loyal and look forward to each new screening. So that's been a real help in terms of building the profile. So we've done a few then screenings throughout the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And was launched
Yes.
This year's launched?
We just launched last month at the Piano Bar in Geelong.
Yep.
And they were gold sponsors for our launch, and had a brilliant night there with some drag queens performing, and we got to see all the trailers from all the films that we're screening this year, and it was also a chance to thank some of our sponsors.
Yep.
And it wouldn't the film festival wouldn't be possible without the generous support of our sponsors.
Yep, of course.
Yeah.
And even to the AFL, like a little bit of involvement there. In what respect?
Well, we are partnering this year, and really happy to be partnering with the Geelong Cats official Pride supporter group. And this is a group that I was a little bit involved with at the beginning around setting up the group. And it was something I wanted to get started as a Cats fan.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, but yeah, it's now only just happening now. Yeah. I think we're behind virtually every other AFL team in the league, but now we've got our own Pride supporter group.
Brilliant.
And I was just mentioning earlier that our film festival this year, we've had to shift the date slightly because there was a clash with a home AFL Cats game, and our cinema, the Pivotonian, is right opposite the Cats stadium, so they shut down all the streets. Yeah. Parking's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You probably hear the sirens and the roar of the crowd inside the cinema, so we decided rather than fight against that, we moved our date and decided to partner with the Pride group on the screening of the really great Swiss film called Mario.
Right.
And that's about two elite footballers, so soccer players.
Okay.
Who are looking to become professional, and they're rivals for the one spot in the professional team.
Yep.
And their team puts them up in an apartment while they're doing their elite training, and one thing leads to another. And it's a really beautiful film, but they deal with sort of the pressure of what you do when you're gay and you're playing professional sport, and it's not supported by the traditional
yep.
Kind of a environment that professional soccer yeah. is in
well,
Europe.
Well, look at AFL. No, no one's come out
yeah.
as a while they've been playing
as a male player.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the girls yeah. very much so. And yes, and with soccer, the rest of the world. In Europe, it's pretty much taboo, isn't it?
Mm,
if you're coming out in that world, yeah,
yeah. Yes, okay. That's a beautiful film that yep. I can recommend if okay. people want to come down to Geelong. And
how
see.
Many films?
We've got nine films that we're scrolled sessions, and we've got a whole range of short films as well.
Yep.
So we've on our opening night, we've got the UK film Tucked, which is about a drag queen in their 70s, and they receive a diagnosis of just weeks to live, and then they strike up this relationship with a young drag queen on the scene who's in their 20s, and it's a really beautiful feel-good picture, sort of a bucket list movie with a difference.
Yeah.
And that's our opening night film. We're partnering that with a really great Australian documentary short film, which is Thomas Banks's Quest for Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Thomas is a Geelong guy.
Yeah.
And he has cerebral palsy. And this is a documentary about his life and search for love. And it's it won an award at the Mardi Gras Film Festival this year for the best short film. And, yeah, we're really happy that Thomas will be there on opening night to introduce
lovely.
His film as well.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, no, how sweet. And give us some of the other films.
Okay. Our feature film on this Saturday is Transmilitary, and that's the documentary about the 10 to 15,000 transgender people currently serving in the US military. And so, obviously, this is a really timely documentary and a very powerful film as well, as it follows the lives of four transgender people in the military, and just how they navigate mm. that, and of course with the Trump's transgender mm. ban now coming into effect,
yeah.
it's going to all happen in the next four weeks. So it's that's a really powerful documentary, and what we're doing with that one is we're actually having Sally Goldner AO come in from Transgender Victoria, and she'll have a Q&A.
Powerhouse.
A powerhouse, yeah, have a Q&A afterwards.
Yep.
So that's
what a great tie-in, having somebody like her. Mm-hmm. And she just won Order of Australia
absolutely,
as well.
Yeah. So that screening is sponsored by WorkSafe Victoria, and a bit of a theme, obviously, the military is a workplace and the largest employer of transgender people in the US, and we're going to actually have a discussion about what it means to be transgender in the workplace, and what are the challenges of transitioning and just general workplace challenges for transgender people.
And what are you closing with? What's the closing film?
Oh, the closing film is Wild Nights with Emily, which is the biopic starring Molly Shannon about the life of American poet Emily Dickinson, and this is very different from A Quiet Passion, which was the Cynthia Nixon biopic of a couple of years ago. Molly Shannon, of course, from Will and Grace and Saturday Night Live. She's a brilliant comedian. And this is a really fun piece of work. And we're pairing this with a brand new Australian short film called Ginger. And the filmmaker Michelle Douglas is going to be there to introduce her short film, which is a film exploring love and the search for love while in a ballroom dancing class. So that's a great one for our finale.
Brilliant. Stephen, sounds fantastic, and congratulations again on all the hard work you put into it. When's the festival on?
It's from the 5th to the 7th of April, so not next weekend, but the weekend after.
Right.
And
how do you book?
You can go to FIRV, is our ticket agency, and you just go to www.gpff.firv.tickets. So it's gpff.firv.tickets, or you can find us on our Facebook and you can link through to all the tickets there. And they're selling fast, so we'd love to get as many people there as possible.
Yeah, or considering it sold out last year, get in now before it's too late.
And the two venues, Stephen, I remember which we talked last year, they're pretty easily accessible, aren't they, by the train station, and so people do come by train.
That's right.
They're quite easy to get to that as well.
Yeah, so the Pivotonian is walking distance from South Geelong Station, and the Courthouse Youth Arts is just across from Geelong Station, and also serviced by buses as well.
Stephen, thanks so much for coming in, and safe trip home tonight. The Cats aren't playing, so you don't have to worry about that. They won the other night, didn't they?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
So you just can't get away from football in Melbourne, can you?
It's my team.
You can't.
Exactly.
And thank you for putting this festival on.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
Thank you, Stephen. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.